Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. They making noise. Start up.
Episode 244 of the Brooklyn Boys Podcast. What are you doing to me?
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm doing a podcast in person with Skeery Jones. I just punched him.
You punched me in the fucking feet.
You'd know, Slices, that we are together for the first time in 3 years.
We are in the same... Well, no, not together for the first time in 3 years.
No, podcast.
On a podcast, right, together.
It's been 2 months since we were together at the wedding.
But right. We haven't recorded a podcast in person.
That's right.
Since March
of 2020.
Oh, my God. It's been almost 3 years.
Yeah.
But Brody decided to make his way to my palatial studios here in Jersey City, New Jersey.
Yeah, let me paint a picture for you guys. So first, Skeery is completely unprepared, even though he knew I was coming. Doesn't have a second microphone set up. Doesn't have a table for me to sit at. Doesn't have a place for me to plug in my laptop. He's like, totally unprepared. Then he says, before we get started, would you like something to drink? Would you like a Diet Coke? No ice? I said, sure, no problem.
I had it in a glass bottle. In the glass bottles, which, by the way, are fancy and more expensive.
More fancy, yeah. So he says, I drank all my Coke, but I have Diet Coke. I said, you don't drink Diet Coke. He said, no, I have it here. So I said, Skeery, how long have you had the Diet Coke here for? Oh, I don't know. I bought it in the summer. He's like, well, that's 6-7 months ago. It's probably bad. Soda goes bad? Yeah, soda goes bad. It goes flat and it gets a metallic taste. Or it gets a flat, dirty water taste. He says, no, I think it's okay. Opens up the bottle. It was such shit, we spilled it out. So yeah. Unprepared and gives me shit soda. Wait a minute. How would you do that?
Shoda.
Shoda.
I think you just drop it and just go S-H-O-D-A.
Shisoda?
No, just Shoda.
Shoda. It was shit soda.
I got him some Shoda.
Or was it Diet Coke?
Now I feel bad because I tried to be... Like, because when I was like, what does Brody drink? Oh, Diet Coke, no ice.
Right.
And I opened my refrigerator. I'm like, oh, perfect. I have it from last summer. I have the Diet Coke. What's going on? What are you getting? Oh, he's getting his, he brought this huge ass backpack. Brody's got one of those nerd ass backpacks.
It's a regular backpack.
It's the one that you would put on the back of someone. You'd put a kick me sign on the same kid who carries a backpack that looks like that.
I'll put tape on my glasses.
So what are you doing?
I brought my own can of Dr. Pepper and cream soda, zero sugar.
BYOS?
Yeah.
Wow. So you didn't even have faith in me.
No.
That I would have soda for you.
Well, you don't drink diet soda. I assumed you wouldn't have any.
Right. All right. Well.
And now I'm looking at all the things you stole from the radio station.
I didn't steal shit from the radio station. Yeah. This stuff is bought.
No, the old Z100 sign from...
Oh, yeah. So we moved studios from down in Tribeca to Midtown Manhattan. And it was like an everything must go fire sale. In fact, Brody, that was the day that you should have been there.
Yeah, I know. I planned... It's so funny because I don't know, a year ago when they said we're moving, I checked out all the closets of goodies. I'm like, oh, I'm going to take all this shit. And then I left before you guys moved. I didn't plan this outright.
Nah, you should have waited to the end of the year.
I should definitely have, yeah.
So I didn't steal. It was going to go in the garbage. It was a Z100 New York's Hot Rock from 1983. It's a sign.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. And it's framed. Nice. It's a framed picture.
Yeah, you almost centered it on the wall. You centered it with your desk, I guess.
All right, so I want your honest opinion. It's the first time you're seeing it in person. What do you think of my equipment?
Okay.
Brody has never seen the what you all call the 6,700,000. What are you doing to me? What are you doing?
I'm going to post a picture of my view of you. I like the way you pulled your shirt down, stuck your chin out. It's good. You look good, Scared. It's fine.
No, I don't.
Yes, your first quarter scary. You're looking good. You did lose a lot of weight.
Thank you. I lost 22 pounds now in 25 days.
Yeah, it looks good. That's why I wouldn't have taken the picture fifth quarter scary.
Yeah, but I'm still sitting down and my fupa's hanging out.
You do look, I'll tell you what, you look like you've gone from fifth quarter scary to fourth quarter scary.
Yeah, this
you're
still
now back in the realm of fourth quarter.
Nah, it's maybe third, but I'm actually
third,
trying.
Maybe third, yeah.
Yeah, I got more to go. I'm only halfway through, so.
All right.
But, so honest assessment then. What do you think?
It's not, well, Skiri has three lighting units, a professional looking camera, a magnetic lamp of some kind, a surround soundproofing thing that wraps around the mics.
Yep.
He's got, at least from what I can see, three pieces of equipment that are the same type of equipment that were actually at the radio station.
Yeah.
He's got the actual radio station microphones that he bought, matching ones. So if I sound even better than I do on my home new one, it's because we're on the same ones that were on at the radio station. These are, what are they called?
The Electro Voice RE20.
RE20s, yeah.
Right. So now we should
may have to steal one of these. These are nice.
Aren't they great? I'm going to give you a little more volume on your microphone.
So Scary's sitting here with his feet up on a chair and his Hanes socks on. No shoes.
Gentlemen prefer Hanes. Don't forget.
And it reminds me of the time I did the podcast naked and I didn't tell Scary.
Wait, what?
Well, it doesn't matter, right?
You did the podcast naked?
Yeah, I was in my house alone. Yeah, rolled out of bed, I jumped in the shower and I got on the podcast.
Naked, like with no clothes on.
Yeah.
Commando.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
You butthole in your own furniture
we
that?
We don't have video.
No, your furniture, like, your
it's my office chair.
Your whole asshole is touching your office chair.
No, first of all, I don't sit by spreading my cheeks open. That's not how the butt works.
Okay.
Your butt on the outside? No,
but you are buttholing we call it buttholing
the
furniture.
I know what it's called, but I didn't. No, I said
all right, what episode was it? I'm curious to know now.
Oh, I don't know. The one that was extra funny.
No, I need to know because I wonder
The one with all the times I was pausing before I spoke, I was busy.
I need to know if you performed better naked. I'd like to know.
Well, it depends what we're doing.
Well,
let me ask you a question. Had you known I was naked, would it have thrown you off?
Maybe. Huh. I thought we would have told
you. Would you have been picturing me?
No, you should have told the slices up front. Nah. This is the naked episode.
No. No, it's fine. I may do another one.
Well, let me know ahead of time.
No, I don't want you picturing me.
Wow. I need to know. Maybe the slices can guess which episode it was.
No, they won't be.
So, all right. So we got that out of the way. And then secondly, the other reason why you're here is because I have all this stuff that I need to unload. And you say that you're the master eBay guy.
I'm pretty good at it.
So you're gonna take some of this stuff with you.
There's a lot of stuff. You told me you had stuff to sell.
Mm-hmm.
You have three pairs of shoes and sneakers combination.
Yep. Which I bought, by the way. Those are paid for.
Yeah, no, I know. You have this amazing thing. I'm not going to say what it is. It's just NBA related.
Yeah.
Amazing. And then you have another blender.
NutriBullet blender. All unopened.
Yeah. But I sell the
last one. Don't forget that those Fila sneakers I bought, those are the pizza sneakers. They made a pair of sneakers for each borough of the five boroughs.
Yeah.
And they're coordinated with a specific pizzeria. So in Manhattan, Ruby Rosa Pizza of Manhattan got to design the Fila Manhattan Borough sneakers.
Sucker shoes.
Sucker shoes? No, they're not.
Because you're a sucker for buying them.
No, I'm not.
You never wore them.
Well, the Louie and Ernie Pizza from the Bronx, their sneakers are green, white, and red. I'm keeping those, and I wear them, and I get compliments. But I do have Lee's Tavern, which is a pizza place in Staten Island, famous spot.
Yeah.
So their sneakers are for sale. And then this the borough of Brooklyn, Roberta's. We're from Brooklyn, Roberta's Pizza. They made a sneaker.
I've been.
Yeah.
By the way, how long do you think people have been putting honey on pizza? Would you say it's a new thing?
It's a new thing. The Mike's Hot Honey bit? Yeah.
I would say 5-10 years, no?
It's very artisanal.
Well, on that Instagram post where I got into that fight about Square versus Sicilian.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote, oh, gentrified pizza. No, thank you. And I was like, why is it gentrified? He goes, because there's honey on it. People have been putting honey on pizza for a while. It's not new.
I understand the gentrification.
It's not when I grew
up. What he's trying to say is it's Brooklyn industrial to put Mike's Hot Honey on pizza.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, gentrified.
But people put honey on pizza around the country. It's not just Mike's Hot Honey.
But it's a new thing. The purists refuse to hear it.
No, but I had honey on Roberta's Pizza. I told you it was Roberta's I went to. And it was fantastic. Huh? I got to say.
Okay.
I don't mind a variety. You know, it's not like the norm, but I'll take it. Scary, I want to thank Bell M.
Oh, by the way, talk directly into that microphone.
Yeah, my mic, you don't have to.
Because you sound like butter.
All right. Oh, butter. Ooh, butter.
Yeah, that's good.
BELLMB17.
Yeah.
I don't know his first name. I apologize. Maybe it's there, but I didn't see it. He sent me a screenshot of his radio in his car. And he said, I can't believe somebody said this on the radio. And I said, well, I didn't hear the show. So he sent me a time code of what the person said. So hopefully it didn't, my phone just didn't reset because I had it all queued up. Son of a bitch.
It reset.
It reset. So now I have to go back to that.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'll go back to that. I probably have it here. Hold on. At the exact moment. Oh, you got to love when your phone reboots. At the 39-minute mark. Hold on.
Oh, while you're scrolling through live on the podcast.
I'm scrolling through. I hate doing that. I'm so sorry.
You're like Mike Francesa.
Yeah. Oh, please.
You don't get the reference. Google it.
Oh, I get the. Yeah. No,
Google the Google Mike Francesa, everyone. Mike Francesa, a scrolling phone live radio. He was live on the radio and he's like looking for something that he eventually wound up not finding.
He didn't find it.
No. Spent 53 seconds scrolling live on the radio. He stopped everything down.
I don't want to play too much of this because I had it all queued up. But I know exactly where it is. So I have to scroll here. Okay, commercials. I don't want to play too much of other people talking, but here we go. Here we go. Go ahead.
It's fantastic.
Hold on. It's the iHeartRadio app. I gotta
drive it. Keep looking. Yeah. You're eventually gonna say, "Oh, you like that too? Me too."
Yeah, you'll eventually agree on
scary
it.
Has it's gonna, a
it's scary has an idea. This should solve all the problems.
Well, you know, in a relationship, there's compromise and sacrifice. So, how about she gets to pick the house color, and you get to pick the living room, or vice versa? Because she
I said vice.
Vice versa, and nobody on the show called you out.
Vice versa.
Wow.
Yeah, sometimes you're under the gun.
Think you know a guy.
Ah, oh, shut up. You know, you're always pointing out my mistakes.
And not
my
always.
And
this
my,
was a listener.
And my
was,
shortcomings.
This was a slice.
Can't you compliment me?
I said you look good. You lost 22 pounds.
Catch someone doing something right.
I caught your home system looks. I have to say, if I walked in and didn't know any better, I would have said 1.3 million.
Stop it.
But it's definitely more than that.
Shut up. I made the most of the space. I have a very tiny space to work with. I live in a one-bedroom apartment.
You do.
Let's not forget.
You have an angled terrace, which you have nice furniture on, and a nice view of the skyline.
Well, thank you.
I have to say.
It's a bachelor pad.
Yeah, I don't like your blinds, though. They're very attractive,
uh-huh.
But it's harder to look out normally if I wanted to.
Right.
What do you have those? It's like a screen?
They're on automatic.
But there's like a screen over the velour.
I could raise them. You want me to raise them so you can see outside?
Yeah,
no, it's not. No, no, no. It's on a remote control.
Yeah, but like normal blinds, you just go and they're open.
Let's see here.
These have like a privacy screen. Wait. They're not working.
The battery must be dead. The battery must be dead in this remote. Hold on.
I came all the way here in the snow. By the way, it's snowing today in New Jersey.
Okay, so it looks like So Brody deserves the view. All right,
I do.
I rarely raise these. People are going to see us now.
All right.
I don't know. They'll let them see you. I'm going to sit
apartment
here.
Buildings everywhere.
Do you feel better now that I raise the blinds?
Yeah, I feel like I'm exposed to the world now.
Okay, good. We'll leave it like that.
All right. You know what I can't see in the clouds?
What's that?
Look at this picture. This was a CNN story.
Mm-hmm. oh, my God. It's such a visual.
I'm going to post this. You'll see it on my Instagram page, @DavidBrody. And so it's a red cloud in Turkey, in the country of Turkey. And it's a phenomenon that happens. I forget what it's called. I screenshot it and I cut it off. But the article says it's a UFO-shaped cloud.
Okay.
Here's the problem.
It's not.
There's no such thing as a UFO-shaped
shape, right. Well, people know a flying saucer.
Then say it's a flying saucer shape.
Right.
But UFO, as I've mentioned before,
right.
is an unidentified flying object. It means anything
yeah.
that's flying that you can't recognize. Half the time it's a weather balloon.
Yeah.
Right? It's something they couldn't figure out in the radar. But if, and it's not a flying saucer. It looks like a vagina.
It looks like a vagina. Let's call it what it is.
Right. Don't say unidentified flying, unidentified female object, maybe.
Is that the cumulus cloud, a nebulous, or a vaginous cloud?
I think it's a clitoris cloud, not a cumulus. It's red.
It's red.
And if anything, it looks like a hat, but it's a vagina.
And it's like an inner and outer lobes.
Labes.
Yeah.
So, but CNN called it a UFO-shaped cloud, which, again...
Okay, that's them being politically correct.
No such thing as a UFO shape.
No. Why did they call it what it is?
It's a vag.
Okay. Well, anyway. All right. So, people were asking about my trip to Philly.
Yes. Oh, Eric D'Errico.
Yeah.
See the tweet? He said... Oh, you tell the story and I'll read the tweet afterwards.
Okay, after this.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery. But that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Reset the stage. You got a ticket somehow. You probably paid a lot of money for it.
I did.
And you went to the Eagles.
Not as much as I did for this equipment.
Yeah, but close. You went to the Eagles-Giants game.
I did.
In Philly, at the Link.
At the Link.
Lincoln Financial Field.
Uh-huh. And I knew, first of all, I knew what the Giants were up against going there. I mean, we knew going in, it was a long shot for the Giants to win. But I thought, what if the Giants were, let's say Jalen Hurts, the quarterback of the Eagles, is hurt.
You kept texting me. He's not 100%. They're going to have a shot.
Is Hurts hurt? Is he living up to his name? And I felt, if he's hurt and the Giants played like they did the week before, you know, watching them, you know, Daniel Jones run for 70 yards.
Yeah. If the Giants played above their heads and the Eagles played below their heads.
The Giants could win this. And how awesome would it be to be there in Philly live at my first playoff game?
Right.
Watching it.
And I said, don't cheer. Don't wear Giants gear. Play it cool. All your friends wore Giants gear.
I know.
And they posted on Instagram where you were sitting.
Yep.
You did not post very much from the game.
Well, I was, I was on guard.
You were crying.
Well, my boy, Les.
Yep.
Zero fucks given.
Yeah. He had the jersey.
In fact, he doubled down by going to the NFL store in the city the day of the game
and bought
all this gear. Yeah. So he was all decked out. Yeah. And he goes, Skeery, I'm here for it. So we drove to Philly. Then a buddy of ours, Bartel, who does a lot of tailgates.
Oh, I love Bartel.
Big Eagles guy, works for the New York
KTU. He's from Philly, but
he's from Philly, but works in New York radio station.
He does tailgate parties for the Eagles and for the Phillies.
Phillies and Mets when they play. Yeah, so he was there, and he's like, hey, I'll bring you to a tailgate. You're with an Eagles fan. What could go wrong? Well, we walked through a parking lot where the diehard Eagles fans were. I mean, there were like fires and it was like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. It looked like just a scene out of that gritty, like.
Gritty from the Flyers?
Think from the film. Not gritty from the Flyer. You know, that.
Nice joke.
But it was quite the experience walking through that parking lot following him. He goes, just keep walking with me. And of course, there were people razzing Les and my buddies. And I'm walking right next to Bartel. I couldn't be further up his ass while we were walking because I'm like, I'm dressing all black and I'm like, I've got no logos
on.
I'm
with the Eagles fan.
Yeah, I'm with this guy. I'm an Eagles fan too.
Yeah.
And then they caught some shit, of course. But after going through the tailgate and meeting some people, we went into the game and on the concourse, people were screaming and singing in Les's ear as they were, you're a far way from home. You're a long way from home. I don't even know what song that is, but it was very melodic and loud.
It's not that far. Giants fans, the border of where Giants fans start is not that far from where the Eagles fans start.
Yeah, but they were trying to say, get out of here. Yeah.
Well, the game started at 8.
Yeah.
At 8:50, 8:49, I texted you. At that point, they were down 21-0, I think. I said, the good news is you don't have to worry about getting beat up for cheering, to which you wrote back, you're such a dick.
Yeah, because it was such a runaway game for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Now, that might have saved me, I think, because
they felt bad for you.
The Eagles fans were in such a great mood that I think that they didn't give a fuck anymore because they're like, the Giants didn't even show up to play today.
Yeah, well, shout out to Eric D'Errico, who's Dairy King 11. By the way, is that because 11 is his favorite number or there were 10 other people who had to have Dairy King in their name? He wrote, I guess Skeery Jones doesn't have to worry about standing up to cheer for a touchdown in the middle of Eagles fans anymore, right? LOL.
I will say this, and my buddies agree. At least they should have put up a fight. It would have been nice to go in there and just have this back and forth and this, oh my God, because that's what you live for, these thrilling moments. Mm-hmm. And we didn't even get any of that. It wasn't even a contest from the word go, from the beginning. It was just, they were up, what was it, 21-0 before long?
But, yeah, that's when I texted you.
Oh, God, right. So, whatever. It was an experience.
Oh, it was an experience.
I don't know if I would do it again. It was cold. It was also cold.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it was freezing. So, anyway, yeah, it was a fun time. But all in all, my assessment is an Eagles fan is of another level.
Yeah.
Another level. I've never experienced that level of
Well, when you said that you were, and by the way, we're not going to talk about football. When you said you walked through the hardcore, diehard Eagles fans area, those people are known as Eagles fans. That's it.
That's it.
That's what happens when you have a city that has one sports team in each sport. Part of it. Part of it's that it's Philly, and they're very passionate.
Is it also, and I don't mean to put Philly down, but...
You're about to.
Is it also that in New York City, we don't get as passionate because there's a lot more shit going on because it's 5 times the size and it's a media capital? Philly is not a media capital. I'm not insulting them.
No.
It's just, it's not.
First of all, Philly pulls a lot from the suburbs, too. Right, you have a lot of suburban that come in, and to them, it's the biggest event of the week. No different than Giants fans and Jets fans. That passion, I think there's passion in New York. I just think, like Philly. Philly lights up their buildings in Eagles green.
Yeah.
Philly shuts down for the big games.
We don't go that far. I mean, yeah, if the Giants win a Super Bowl, they're going to light the Empire State Building in blue and white. But
Philly's different. Philly has passion for their, again, you don't have a rivalry like between Jets and Giants. It's not split. People grow up, they're Eagles fans. That's it. And I love it. I love the passion. I told you, my brother-in-law.
Oh, I do too. I appreciate it.
My brother-in-law is from South Jersey. He's an Eagles fan. We used to go. He has season tickets. We used to go to games all the time.
That's what I was going to say.
Love it.
That's the one thing that I wish we had here is that level. Because it's not. It's unlike any level for any other football team that I think I've ever seen. Now, I haven't been to many stadiums. I will say this. I think it goes beyond a Red Sox fan wearing a Red Sox jersey at Yankee Stadium. Mm-hmm. I think it goes... the Bronx cheer is a real thing.
No, I think Yankees, Red Sox, Giants, Eagles in this area is tremendous.
It's the only comparison that really comes close.
There's college rivalries that come.
Well, Ohio State and Michigan.
Yeah, or exactly. Michigan State.
All right, we'll get off this topic. Yeah, anyway.
Okay. Anyway. I did want to tell you about my leaking tire. I may have told you I went to... the company that
Mavis.
Okay, that's fine.
Discount tire.
Did I tell the story about the Google review, how I got the tire fixer free? Okay, so the left front tire of my car has been leaking a couple of pounds of air, PSI, a couple of PSIs, a day for 8 or 9 months. I originally brought it to the Dodge dealership I bought the car at, and they couldn't find a leak, even though I told them it was losing air. I then took it to the Dodge dealership I normally buy my cars from near my house. They said, I don't know, maybe your rim is damaged. We can't figure out where the leak's coming from. If you want, we can put a heavier air in it than regular air, like some kind of combo where it'll leak slower. But They forgot. They're like, oh, we've got to put the other air in. At that point, I had to leave. And they couldn't fix the flat. They couldn't figure it out. I took it to... you said Mavis Tire. And they said, oh, you know what it was, sir? I have chrome rims on my Charger. There's rust built up on the top of the rim between the tire and the rim. And the tire's not sitting right and it's allowing for air to escape. So what we did was I had my guys scrub the rust off the tire, off the rim, right?
Off the rim.
Polish it up.
Uh-huh.
And it sits and we sealed it. We put a beading seal where the tire meets the rim. You're good to go. I said, guys, thank you so much. You don't understand. I've been to 2 Dodge dealerships. Nobody can figure it out. I said, how much do I owe you? He says, do me a favor. Go on Google. Give me a good Google review and I won't charge you. Just show me that you do the Google review. So I said, oh yeah. Yeah. I'm thrilled. This is great. So in front of him, I give him 5 stars and I write the manager's name. And I say, hey, these guys fixed this thing. No one could figure out what it was. And I've been driving for 6-7 months with this. Great.
By the way, the place probably had a 2.3.
No, they had the 4-something, but I gave him 5.
They want to give, okay.
The guy must be like trying to get his bosses to think he's getting 5-star reviews. So he gave me the wink, wink. Give me a 5-star review. I'll give you, free. I won't charge you.
Wow.
Great.
Free 99.
Great. So I go home. My tire's full of air. Boom, boom. Next day, it's leaking again. So I call up, I go, hey man.
I would expect for free, by the way.
Yeah. I go, it's still leaking. We'll bring it back in. We'll figure it out. Definitely figure it out. I don't understand. It was the rust. Bring it back in. They work on it for a half hour. He goes, we put more beading seal in, but truthfully, we don't see a leak. It's not leaking now. I think you're all set. I said, all right, man. All right. Leaking again the next day. I'm down 4 PSI. So for the past 2 months,
oh my God.
I went on Amazon. I bought a cordless tire pump. And I've been pumping the thing every day in the morning, fill the tire up to 38, and it's got to be 32. So I overinflate it. So by the end of the day, it's down where it's safe. For 2 months, every day, in the rain, in the wind.
Oh, you have nothing else better to do? Just replace the tire.
I don't know if it's the tire. They told me the rim might be damaged. So I took it to a rim place. The rim place is like, the rim's fine. We can't figure it out.
Can't they give you a rim job?
Hello. What if I'm doing the podcast naked, yeah. So I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to Google in within 20 miles of where I live. I'm going to find the best, highest rated on Yelp, on Google, on everything. Knowing that there could be people leaving fake reviews like I did, which I feel sick about. And I'm going to find the place that's written up on Facebook. Yeah. I'm going to go in the Facebook groups and see for tires, for auto. Who's the best? I find the place. Highest reviews, unbelievable written testimonials, ridiculous love that they name the people there. Great. I go there. So I have lug locks. You know what lug locks are?
Yes.
So, okay. So the lug locks on my car, it's like a female. So it's an innie, right? And you put it over the lock.
Over the lock.
And there's a certain shape.
I get it. I get it. It's like a star looking thing. Right. Yeah.
And I keep it in my armrest. Always in my armrest. I always know where it is, but under everything. So it's not obvious. You couldn't steal my rims. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I pull up and the guy says, "Hey, how you doing?" I tell him what the problem is. He goes, "We'll take a look at it. You know where your lug lock key is?" So I said, "Dude, what?" I said, "I'm an adult. Of course I know where my lug lock key is." And he laughs. He goes, "You'd be surprised how many people don't know where the lug lock key is." I go, "I'm a professional car owner. I'm good. It's in my armrest." He goes, "Well, do me a favor. Leave it in the cup holder. We'll take a look at it. We'll take a look at your tire, see what the problem is." I said, "Great. Let me just get it out of the cup holder, out of the armrest."
Yeah. And how'd that go for you?
I'm going through, and it's not there.
Of course not.
After I made this big joke, and it's on my, I'm an adult. He goes, "What's the matter?" I go, he goes, "Are you no longer an adult?" I said, "I don't understand. The only place I put the lug lock is in the armrest. I don't understand." So I go, "Hold on one second." I call up Mavis Tire, and I go, "Do you have my lug lock?" He goes, "Let me check." "Oh yeah, we got it here." They never gave it back to me. So now I've made an appointment for these guys on a Tuesday. I go, "Do I have to go get my lug lock? I got to go drive 40 minutes to closer to where I live." And he says, "Because I traveled to this place." He goes, "Let me see the car. Let's look at the car. Let's look at the tire. And I'll be able to tell. And if I need to take the tire off, you'll come back." All right. So guy is funny. Good guy. Puts the car up on the lift. I sit down. I'm sitting scary no longer than 2 minutes. Guy comes out from the door. He says, "I got to show you something on the tire." I go,
What?
He goes, you're gonna want to see this." So he brings me into the shop and the car's up on the lift.
Yeah.
And they've squirted it with soap so that bubbles come out where the tire's leaking. He says, "See that where the tire's leaking?" I go, "Yeah." In the middle of the tire, not the rim, not the edge. He says, "There's a nail in your tire."
What? No!
What? He says, "Yeah. Your tire's leaking because there's a nail in the tire." He said, "The beating's fine. The rim's fine."
Why didn't Mavis guy pick up on that?
Hello, Dodge didn't see it. Mavis didn't see it. They're all like, "Your tire's fine." They all told me my tire was fine. Fuck Dodge. Fuck Mavis. There was a nail in my tire.
There's a hole in the bucket. So
the guy says, "Do you mind if we fix it for you?" I go, "How long will that take?" He goes, "About 30 seconds. He takes it out, plugs it up. He goes, "You're fixed." I said, "How much for that?" He goes, "That's free. You've been through enough." So Caldwell Tire in West Caldwell, New Jersey.
God bless you guys.
God bless you, sons of bitches. You fixed my car for free. 8.5 months driving around with a leaking tire.
Hey, that's expensive furniture you're banging on there, buddy.
Oh, your $2,000 glass table from you. So-and-so and so-and-so? The Black
and Boys Podcast with Bodie and Scary.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily. as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you believe that?
It's a story of hope.
It was a nail in my tire.
Of course.
It was a black nail. They didn't see the black nail because it's black on a black tire.
They're professionals. What if the Mavis guy planted it there on purpose?
It wasn't like they were charging me, Scary.
I know, I'm kidding.
Holy shit.
I can't believe it, Brody. Wow.
Ugh. And that isn't even my rant for this episode.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You got to be careful here because we got, we have infants next door. So it's going to be tough.
That you get blamed for making noise in the middle of the night?
Oh my God. Did I ever talk about that on this podcast?
Yes. People make complaints. You weren't even home.
The woman downstairs.
Oh, downstairs?
She finally stopped. Yeah. You going to stamp your feet?
Hold on.
Stop it.
Fuck you, lady downstairs.
Oh, my God, Brody. Oh, my God.
What? I'm never coming back here?
Don't be that guy, please. Right.
Well, you're asking a lot. Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy.
All right.
By the way, thank you so much for bringing in... we have more talkbacks we'll go through later. We'll leave that for last.
Oh, I have audio. We're going to play the audio?
Yeah, let's do that real quick.
Right. I also have shitty jobs that I've been offered.
Brody's shitty jobs.
My shitty jobs.
All right, so we have Ricky Gervais.
Oh, you want to go in reverse order?
Yeah.
So Ricky Gervais was on the Conan O'Brien podcast, which is now on Sirius XM. Not as good as our podcast, but it's okay. It's fine. Keep listening to Brooklyn Boys. But he was on today and he was talking about, it's an old episode, but he was talking about people getting offended. Now, you know, Scary, I've always said to you, and I may or may not have said it on the podcast. If you say everything's offensive, then nothing's offensive. If you say everything's racist, then nothing's racist. You have to pick and choose so that your words are important when you say them. But if you're offended by everything, then who's to say what actually is offensive and what's not?
Yeah.
So Ricky Gervais, a brilliant comedian and TV writer, had this to say on Conan.
10 years ago, if I made a joke and someone said I'm offended, I'd think about it. I'd look into it. Now it's meaningless. Now the people that are offended at anything have made that meaningless.
Right.
I've always tried to make my jokes bulletproof. But now there's this, you've got to try and make them bulletproof for 10 years' time, which is impossible.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, now people are going back and trying to get people cancelled for 10-year-old tweets. And you know, I go, well, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
He's right.
You can't retroactively be offended. Like, you can't, I've said this before. You can't watch Friends and then say it's offensive that they make, you can go, you know what? Nowadays, they wouldn't make that joke.
Yeah, that's it.
They wouldn't make fun of Fat Monica or somebody being gay, whatever.
Right.
In today's context, you go, oof.
Yeah. Oof. And like The Office, they're like, oh my God, that episode would never fly today. That's great. It was filmed in 2005.
Right. The world was different. The world was different in 1940 when certain things were filmed. So I loved Ricky Gervais. Now, there's a clip here. I was mind blown. I was today years old, as they say. Do you see the name? There's a celebrity name clip.
Yeah.
Can you say his name?
Timothy Oliphant.
Is that how you're saying it?
Don't
play it yet.
Can I say how it's spelled?
Timothy.
It's spelled Olyphant.
I
would say Timothy Oliphant.
I've pronounced it, and I've heard it pronounced Timothy Oliphant. Oliphant.
Okay.
He was in The Mandalorian. He's been in a lot of things. A famous actor. Timothy
Either
Oliphant.
Way.
Here he is saying his name.
Potato, potato, here.
Hi, my name is Timothy Oliphant.
Oliphant.
Like an elephant.
But Oliphant.
Yeah, so?
No one's ever said his name that way. I've watched talk shows. He's Timothy Oliphant.
Hi, my name is Timothy Oliphant.
Oliphant.
Well, that's like the whole Rihanna thing. She said her name is not Rihanna in a clip somewhere. And it's spelled, it's said, spoken differently.
Right. I've met her and she said Rihanna. We met her in 2006. Right. She was Rihanna. But a lot of times the record label will come out and say what they think.
You got to get your lips on that mic. By the way, you're the first person to use that microphone.
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Scary has a wall of microphones, like studio quality microphones, and no one's ever used them.
Well, because I've only been one person here. I was waiting for the day that we would do a duo, like two of us,
yep,
or even have a guest. And then we'd have three of us here. Mm-hmm. Huh. Now we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Next clip.
Yeah.
You got it. Okay.
Yep.
Heralded. Now, you know what the word heralded means.
Yeah.
It means lauded, appreciated.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a woman, a sportscaster on a local New York Mets baseball show, saying the word heralded in a way I've never heard it pronounced before. And I looked it up. I can't find any examples of it. I don't know if she read this off a cue card and is never, like, did somebody write this for her and she was reading it and she'd never heard the word before? Listen to the way she says heralded.
I felt like he'd spent most of his career being a little bit unheralded, and I think that, you know, that's something heralded that should be rectified.
Is that when, like, Geraldo Rivera thinks highly of you?
Heralded.
Now, I don't have the audio, but that reminds me of a clip. Skiri, we're Mets fans. Everyone knows we're Mets fans.
Yeah.
And the Mets have not had the greatest history in baseball.
Oh, no.
They've won a couple of times.
Yeah.
But from the 60s and the 70s into the mid-80s, they were mostly terrible. And they had one player that was a great player, Hall of Famer. The Mets only have two players in Hall of Fame. But one player, the greatest Mets player who ever lived, just got a statue in front of the stadium. His nickname was the Franchise because he was the franchise. He was it. He was all we had. Who am I talking about?
Mike Piazza. Oh, David Wright.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm sorry. I'm looking for the clip.
And oh, my God.
No, repeat what you said. There's one person. Seaver. What?
Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm looking.
His nickname was the Franchise.
Tom Seaver is the franchise.
Piazza didn't play in the 60s, 70s, and 80s for the Mets.
You know, I missed the beginning of it because
I'd like to apologize for the woman I'm now about to
offend. We don't have that clip.
We don't have a clip. I said that clip reminded me of the clip.
Oh, you motherfucker. That's why I'm half paying attention.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at the audio board.
Okay. So if imagine you're talking about presidents of the United States.
Okay.
And somebody says the father of our country, first president,
and someone George
Washington.
Says,
there's only one answer, George Washington.
Right.
Okay. If you were on a New York Giants podcast, and you were like, who's the greatest? You might say Lawrence Taylor. You might say somebody. Okay. But for the Mets, they've got one guy, the greatest player, greatest pitcher, the franchise. He's all they had for 25 years.
Yeah.
Okay. His number's retired. Any Mets fan would know. Any baseball person should know that. So on this show, Baseball Night in New York, all right, you don't have to be from New York to know this. There's, three or four guys that are on, and every day they have a different female co-host come on and sit in, right? Sometimes they're there for 2 days a week, 3 days, once in a while, whatever. So they had this woman on, she's from Chicago, and they were playing a game, and there was a clue game, and the New York guy was giving clues to this woman who's on a Mets TV show, okay? That's it. It's a Mets baseball show.
Yeah.
It's a Mets-Yankee show, but it's the Mets network. And the studio they record in is the Tom Seaver broadcast studio.
Okay.
So he's got to get her to say the names in this game. So he's like, blah, 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 Skiri Jones. Blah, 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 George Washington. And he says, the greatest man who ever lived. He goes, the franchise. She goes, Mike Piazza, like you did. He goes, no, they retired his number. And he gives every clue. The greatest pitcher.
We're sitting in his studio.
Yeah, he goes, we're sitting in his studio. That studio we're in his thing. She goes, I don't know. She's naming other players she can think of.
All right.
If you have one job, if your job is to work on the Mets network on the baseball show.
Yeah.
If you only know one player.
You have to know him.
You have to know him.
Okay.
You don't have to know anybody else.
Right.
I'm just saying, do your job. If you work at Burger King, you better know what a Whopper is. That's all. You better know what a Whopper is. Next clip. Sorry.
I digress. I have the NFL announcer.
NFL announcer. Play the. I forgot what the clip is. Play the clip. You'll hear it.
Stop.
This guy is fake deep accent guy.
Oh,
here we go.
Every postseason game.
Last week and last week, that's in the past, man.
Until a champion's crowned.
New talent today, new opponent.
The road to Super Bowl 57 continues.
We're here to win. That's it, by any means necessary.
Now, let's head to the stadium and join Ryan Red Key and Mike Golick.
That's like a caveman.
How many packs emerging. Of cigarettes does he smoke a day for 40 years?
Right.
And he's like, Ryan Redke. He's putting on a voice, right?
Probably gets paid a lot of money to do that voice.
Holy shit. All right. Do you know what, when you say like you're steering a ship or a boat or a yacht, you know what a tack is? It's the angle you want to take something. You go, oh, he took a different tack than I would. In other words, he yelled at the guy at the restaurant.
Never heard of that.
Attack?
Attack.
No, I not, mean, not just tack. The word tack.
Tack, no.
It's like the way you go after, like.
I've heard of tacked, T-A-C-T.
Yes, that's when you don't say someone's fat when they are. You're like, oh, you shouldn't, you'd be more tactful. Some,
yes.
But tack is like, oh, you know what? I would have taken a different approach. It means approach.
I learned something today.
Yeah, there you go. So listen to this guy talking about whatever he's talking about.
From the very beginning, it was a completely different tact. The Justice Department gets involved. Yeah,
he said tacked.
Tacked.
He meant tack.
So, all right.
Big mistake.
That's... oh, boy.
The Q-Vivek spot. You have the Q-Vivek?
Yeah.
Q-Vivek, you ever watch these drug commercials? And they're like... may cause headaches, diarrhea,
yeah.
Suicidal tendencies.
Right.
Listen to what this one causes.
Q-Vivek works differently than medication you may have taken in the past. Q-Vivek is thought to target one of the biological causes of insomnia, overactive wake signals. Do not take Q-Vivek if you have narcolepsy. Don't drink alcohol while taking Q-Vivek or drive or operate heavy machinery until you feel fully alert. Q-Vivek may cause temporary inability to move or talk or hallucinations while falling asleep or waking up. Q-Vivek may cause sleepiness during the day. Q-Vivek may lead to doing activities while not fully awake that you don't remember the next day, like walking, driving, and making or eating food. Most common side effects are headaches and sleepiness.
Okay. Yeah. So
Q-Vivek may cause you to jump out a window.
It may cause you to do things you won't remember the next day that you did. That's fucked up.
Yeah. Well, that there's a drug there called Ambien that does the same thing.
Holy shit. Like, yeah. I'm not taking that. It's to help you sleep.
No way. No thanks.
Oh, you have trouble sleeping, take Q-Vivek, and it's like, you may not remember what you did.
And Ambien is a sleep drug too. So, yeah. And similar.
Yeah.
You may find yourself cooking yourself a filet mignon at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Unbelievable.
You know, and not remembering. You know, people do. There's Ambien stories out there where people have gone out. They've gone to the drive thru of McDonald's at like 2 o'clock in the morning, eaten a bunch of shit, went back to bed, came back, went to bed, and then woke up the next day and didn't realize that they went until they looked in their garbage pail and they see all McDonald's wrappers in there.
Okay, slices. Like,
what happened?
Slices. If this has happened to you where you've done something because of the drugs and you have no, not like cocaine, but like these kind of drugs, and you don't remember doing it.
Leave us a talk back.
Leave us a talk back on the iHeartRadio app. Hit the microphone and tell us what you did and what you don't remember doing. Eye candy. I think this is another commercial.
Yeah.
A product.
See big, see bright with eye candy. Order now to get your eye candy.
I know it's coming.
$19.99. But wait, due to rising costs and supply chain shortages, this may be your last chance to get eye candy at this low price. There's a strict limit of 3 eye candy per order. You still have time to get your very own eye candy, but you must act fast.
It's the same fucking script.
Yeah, so no, there was no like breaking news sounder, but it's eye candy. It's a thing you put over your rearview mirror.
Yeah.
But you can't buy more than 3 of them. How many cars do you have?
Oh, jeez.
Okay, you have the David Spade clip?
Yeah.
All right, now, Scary, before you play the David Spade clip, Scary, how would you describe yourself as, what type of person are you when you meet a new person?
Outgoing.
Right, but what do you do?
I hug them.
You hug them. You're a hugger.
Yeah.
And you always go, hey, I'm a hugger. Can't help myself. Here's David Spade the other night on Jimmy Kimmel.
By the way, the old I'm a hugger, can we get rid of that? I mean, it's not working anymore. I'm a hugger and that's it? No questions asked? That shouldn't work anymore for obvious reasons, and it definitely doesn't work with guys for probably 100 reasons. I mean, my uncle is like that. Come on, come here. I'm an ass grabber. Get in here. Oh, give me that juicy ass. No, it's okay. I'm just an ass grabber. Don't be weird about it. No, I grab asses, and I like it. No, we understand that part. I'm an old school guy.
That's you.
I'm not from this time. It's a different generation. Right.
So when you meet Scary, it's like, hey, I'm a hugger. So even if you don't want him to, he doesn't mean any harm.
I don't. Very nice.
You're just a hugger.
All right. Yeah, good
David
stuff.
Spade.
Love it.
You're a building. Yeah. Can I pick up a fight with your building real quick that you probably never noticed, but when I tell you, it's going to bother you from now on?
Yeah.
You have 4 elevators in your lobby.
Three,
sorry. When you have 3 elevators,
mm-hmm.
if you go anywhere, there's elevator bank of elevators. Where's the button located usually for the elevators?
The button?
Yeah, the button to push the elevator. Get the elevator to come.
Between the 2 elevators.
Yeah, between the 2 or in the middle.
In the middle.
Yours is on the far end. I had to walk by all 3 elevators to get to the button. What kind of stupid building do you live in?
This is the stuff that keeps you up at night?
Yes, because I looked at the first elevator, there's no button. I went to the second elevator, there's no button. Oh, you got to go to the third elevator.
Dude, 17 years I've been living here. And,
I know.
And maybe 15, whatever. 15, 17 years. I've never even thought about it because it just doesn't bother me.
It should. It's very annoying.
But why should it bother?
Because I want to go to the first elevator, push the button, and wait. Now I have to go to the third elevator, push the button, and you know what's going to happen?
Yeah.
And it happened this time. The first elevator door opened. So I had to walk back to the first elevator.
Oh, my God.
It's a lot of effort with my heavy backpack on my back that you made fun of me for.
You are something else.
I am something
else. I'm about to push this button right
now.
Here.
You can see my face. Push the button. Mm.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. This is going to sound foolish when you listen to it 10 years into the future.
Uh-oh.
But you heard about ChatGPT, right? Do you know what this is? ChatGPT? Well, ChatGPT, GPT, you guys could all Google it, is coming. Now, it's already here, but in order to use it, you have to be on a waiting list. But eventually, you'll be in the open market.
Oh, another waiting list thing you're on the waiting list for?
I am, because this thing... It's an AI, artificial intelligence chatbot, but it's been in the news recently. It was also on the nightly news last night, and it's been plenty of articles. You can Google it. Mm-hmm. It does a lot on its own, but it's more. It's not just a bot or a computer. It's conversational, and you tell it what to do, whatever the fuck you want, mm-hmm. and it will produce it in like seconds. It can create a website. It can write an essay. Kids are using it around the country, and the colleges can't keep up to find and spot if they've cheated or not because this ChatGPT is so good. In fact, one college only knew that a kid used it because for a term paper because there was no grammatical errors whatsoever. It was perfect English. It's ChatGPT has passed the parts of the bar exam on its own. It will draw paintings. It's
ChatGPT passes MBA exam given by a Wharton professor.
Yeah. The thing is, listen, I'm all about having tools, but
and being one,
we're going to be replaced very soon. They say the financial sector is fucked. Other business industries like that don't, you know, is screwed because you, one person, all they got to do is just kind of have one person minding the store. But this thing, like, you want it to be funny and write jokes, it will.
Whoa! I got to draw the line there.
I know
that's not good.
I know.
Where you get no.
It is, you are replaceable, is what I'm saying. Well,
that's obvious.
And God forbid this gets into the wrong hands. I mean, we could destroy ourselves. But I think half the country is going to be out of a job within 5 to 10 years. I don't want to scare anybody listening, but this is for real, man. This is real shit. Like, I want to get on it and use it for something because I want to see how it works.
There's videos on YouTube. All you need to know about ChatGPT.
Have a couple of buddies of mine have used it, and they say the thing is fucking phenomenal. You have to see what this thing is capable of doing. I mean, you say, hey, write a poem, write a haiku, write a limerick. It will spit, and you could give it the parameters.
Yeah,
Just go.
There's a program, I've seen it on television a lot, and you don't have to tweet me. I'm gonna look it up right after this. It's where you put in, you describe a person.
Yeah.
And the environment and things they like, and it paints a picture. It makes a graphic.
Similar, I think, painting the same thing.
The person and what they envision that being.
Yeah. It could write a song. It could write a hit song. Say, write a song that's gonna sell a million copies. Mm. Make me money in the crypto space.
Did I talk about the song I wrote for Jimmy Fallon last week? Did I mention that? Speaking of which?
No.
Well, I need him to get that song before the computer writes a better one.
Right. Well, that's the problem with the future. In 5 years from now, we might not be having this conversation. We could help use it to our advantage on the Brooklyn Boys.
I could have a co-host that just does it. Yeah. Whoa, that's good.
Yeah. No, it's...
Instead, we go from AO to AI.
I don't think we're paying enough attention to this thing. Microsoft invested millions, maybe billions of dollars in it. Yeah. It's OpenAI is the company. But
yeah, I think
there's a couple of competing ones.
You know what we're doing right now?
What are we doing?
You and I are doing What is Internet?
That's why I preface this by saying, if you're listening to this 10 years from now, you know,
2023 right now.
This could be, we are here in January 2023.
People are going to be like, it'll be like the microwave. We're like, yeah, microwaves, duh.
You know, that brings up a great point. Somebody from the show said they were listening back. No, a listener said they were listening back to just as the pandemic was hitting. They were listening to old morning shows of ours and our podcast and our 15-minute morning show, like all three. Mm-hmm. And they said that just listen to how we fucking sounded in February and March where we're just talking about, oh, it's only going to be a couple of weeks. And it didn't age well. And maybe this conversation about ChatGPT.
Well, that's the bit. That's the hope.
Yeah.
That it's not going to age well.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. I hope for our own sake has anybody been on it? I'd love to hear some information about it. Like what did you have it do? I'm telling you, the thing is
I'd rather hear the Ambien and QVivic stories.
I like to hear them both.
All right. That's fine.
We got some talkbacks.
Oh, we have some talkbacks.
Yep.
Last time we played them at the end of the show, so we'll play them now?
Yeah, and then we have another commercial break. All right, so these came in after our last episode, so listen to this.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys. Rebecca here from Jersey. So, Scary, are you saying because Les is black, you'll be protected at the game? I don't think that's how that works. Even if he's a big black man, they'll still kick your ass for cheering at that game, bro. So you should be careful.
Well, now, hold on a second. Now,
I initially got that impression from what you were saying, but Les is a big man, and that's what you had nothing.
He told me straight up and told all of you on this podcast, you all heard it. He said he was going to protect me. And
right,
he did.
But not because of what he looks like, because he's big and fearless. I referenced that he's black only because he's the friend in the group that's black that I once saw on a video. I was like, I don't know him. And you're like, oh, that's Les.
Yeah.
Because I've met, you know, Sex on the Way Dave. And
I felt very safe. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, but not because of what he looks like. Because he's huge and fearless.
All right.
But she calls you on what it sounded like. Yeah. It did sound like you implying that.
As someone that had Philly season tickets in the Bet and the Link for a long time, and they were in the 200 level around the 48-yard line. Now, this was behind the Philly side. Scary is 100% right, Birdie. We never had one fight there. And I even went while I was pregnant with my son.
And we even took her someone thing. And there were times when there were some people that had some Dallas fans or other things there.
Okay.
Now, I don't know the sections. So is 200 the top or the middle?
200 is the middle.
Because in some stadiums, it's 100, 200, 300, 400.
But I don't know if there's three sections.
But like at Madison Square Garden,
there's at least
there's
two.
100, four, yeah. and 200. 200 is the top. Yeah. It used to be one of the arenas. Yeah. Anyway. Okay, good. No fights. Good. Mm-hmm. In the good seats.
Did anyone notice when Scary said he was sitting in his boxers doing the podcast, but way back he made a big deal about how 1 out of 10 people on a Zoom call is in their underwear? So he was kind of doing the same thing if he's doing the podcast in his underwear. Anybody notice? Anybody? Hey.
And, well, hey, I said I was naked.
Yeah, but Brody just admitted to being naked. Very.
I may have had socks on. I don't remember.
Good timing.
Yeah, good timing.
This is a talk back from Christy in Colorado.
Nice.
I would like to know more about what Brody is doing during the day, his daily activities while he is not working. Just give us, like, what do you do per day now that you don't have to go to work?
Well, he jacks off.
No, I do not.
He wakes up. First of all, he doesn't wake up before 1 o'clock.
Let me answer that.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
First of all, Christy, was it from Colorado?
Yeah.
Thank you for showing interest. That's very, very nice of you to care what I do. I sleep until 11:30 noon-ish. I'm up late watching movies and different things. Nobody bothers me, so they're like, he's staying up late. Everyone else goes to bed earlier than me. I sleep late because there's no one there to bother me. Everyone's leaving for the day. And let's see. I'm on LinkedIn. Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm getting bad job offers on the other place on not LinkedIn. What did I say? ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter.
And Indeed. Yeah. And I'm getting stuff done, like getting my tire fixed. Mm. I'm watching television. I am dabbling my feet into writing the book. I'm putting together a voiceover demo as we speak. Because I have some voiceover friends that were like, get us a demo. We'll get you some voiceover work on cartoons. I'm like, that'd be great. So I'm working on some voiceover characters. I've been working with an old friend of mine who's a really, really big deal in marketing and advertising.
He's kind of a big deal.
He's a very big deal. And he just started his own company. And on Super Bowl Sunday, details to follow in next week's episode, three of us, he and I, and a very, very big shot at Facebook, the three of us, will be live analyzing the commercials during the Super Bowl. On a stream, on a channel, on a network. Nice. You'll be able to see us, and then it'll all be posted on YouTube.
Great.
But we'll be eating and drinking. We have sponsors, alcohol and food sponsors. So I'll be giving you more details on that.
It's so Brody.
Yeah, but on Super Bowl Sunday, that's what I'll be doing. So I'm sort of spinning plates. I have a lot of different things going on, and I'm working on a bunch of things to pay the bills.
Okay.
That's one of them. So next clip.
Yo, Scary. Just want to remind you that fucking Brody's birthday is a couple of days away from yours. Don't forget this year.
4 days.
You're going to get a hard fucking time from Brody. All right?
January 29th.
My man?
Nope.
All right? Jamaica Rasta Bacon.
Scary, not good at math.
January 30th.
Scary's birthday is February 3rd. Do you know how many days are in January, the month of January?
31.
Right. So how many days is 4 days before that?
January 30th.
That's correct.
I always forget.
You and my wife
have. Oh, you said 4 days. I meant in 4 days. That's
no.
Today's the 25th. It's the 29th.
It's the same 30th every year.
Oh.
Every year. 25 years, you know me. Go ahead. Next clip.
You'll get the happy birthday from me.
I hope so.
Hey there, Brooklyn boys. Brody and Scary. Scary and Brody. This is Miami Slice Peter talking to you from the Big 305. It's Sunday, January 22nd, and earlier today I had the honor and privilege of officiating a wedding for two fellow Slices. We figured out we were all Slices when we were trying to decide if I would announce them as Sean and Kevin or Kevin and Sean. Needless to say, we got a good laugh when we discovered our mutual love for the Brooklyn boys. So that being said, I'd like to give a big shout out and congratulations to Kevin and Sean, Sean and Kevin. I wish you guys all the best.
That's that is fantastic. Amazing. Now it's alphabetical order, right? Because that's what Brody says.
Yeah.
So Kevin and Sean is how he probably did it.
I don't know. He's
Sean and
both
Kevin.
Ways. That's fantastic.
That is awesome.
All three Slices. And by the way, he's got like a radio speaking.
That voice. Guy is. You can tell he's Mr. Announcer.
He's got a good sound in his voice. It's good.
Yeah. No, good. I like your tempo too.
Yeah. It's good.
Brody and Scary, Brooklyn boys, love you guys. This is Danny from Union City, New Jersey.
What up?
Been a listener for years on the main show and Slice since episode zero. Since Bethany would come in weekly and give a curse of the week.
Yeah.
Been enjoyed every episode, but I've never laughed harder than when you had Danielle DeLillo and I think Spruce in, and you asked if she ever had sex in a car, and her response was, "I don't fucking know car." I almost peed my pants, bro.
You know, I just saw Danielle today, and I stopped by her desk in the new building, and she's like, "Scary, I miss you. When are we gonna go out to lunch?"
Danielle DeLillo texts me every couple of weeks. Brody, I just want you to know I fucking miss yous.
I miss yous? Like yeah, you too? Yeah. Like you're more than one person.
Yeah, I love her. She's great.
Brody Scary, Scary Brody. All right, I was listening to this during the nightly news, and I actually thought you would get a kick out of it. Let me know when you hear it. It's a commercial for Kisqali, some type of medication.
Mm. Is that it?
Is he playing it?
It can cause lung problems or an abnormal heartbeat, which can lead to death. It can cause serious skin reactions, liver problems, and low white blood cell counts that may result in severe infections. Avoid grapefruit during treatment.
That's the least of your problems. What's going to happen if you eat a grapefruit? You're going to kill someone?
Oh, my God. You know what? It's so funny because I played the other clip with the other medication.
You may die if you eat grapefruit. Avoid grapefruit or else.
About 10 years ago, I went into the studio and I edited, what would you say it was? Like 40 or 50.
Oh my God.
Causes, all the symptoms and the side effects.
The medical side effects.
I'm going to have Sam send me those two clips. Yeah. Because I did all the work on those.
Those are great.
And they're like 7-8 minutes long each of just, it may cause death, suicide, heart failure, car accident.
Terrible. Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah. Don't eat grapefruit.
You guys got me in trouble. What? I'm in the military and I was listening to your podcast laughing out loud. And then my commander came in and asked what we were listening to. I said, "Sensitivity training, sir." And he said, "Turn that shit off. Love you, Slice for life."
Oh, so we got him in. I hope he didn't have to do push-ups or anything.
That's crazy.
But he lied and goes, "Sensitivity training."
Sensitivity training.
That's hilarious.
That is.
Maybe we should do a podcast, sensitivity training.
Man,
not to be sensitive.
That's great. Wow, that's so cool that we have people listening.
And getting in trouble from their commanding officers.
In the barracks? Is that what you call it? Where the bunkers?
Well, not the bunkers.
Where in the barracks?
In the barracks. Depends what branch of the military he's in. It could be the submarine.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Okay, one more.
Omaha, listening to your podcast, 243, and you're talking about the Yeezy shoes and is that offensive? And Brody, I really like your logic and your reasoning. I 100%
love
agree
her already.
With you. And Scary, don't feel bad. Don't overthink things. We all have our own things that we do to, you know, privately protest. Like I will not go to Chick-fil-A. I don't agree with them not.
Oh, and a cutoff. Not.
Oh, I would say most likely either she's offended that they will not open on Sundays.
I think that's trite.
Or that they donate money to anti-gay organizations.
Oh, wow.
Again, don't tweet me. You guys can look up what they are.
Didn't they correct that problem and apologize for it years ago? Let's check Snopes.
No. There's nothing Snopey about it. You can Google.
All right.
But they have certain philosophies. They're a very religious organization. Mm-hmm. And they make their feelings known as they're allowed to. And she doesn't agree with those feelings.
Well, I don't agree with their feelings either. So.
Well, I feel like fast food. But I'll tell you what. Some damn good chicken.
Oh, my God.
But they're the ones that put pickles on their shit and don't advertise it.
Oh, by the way, I'm back on the Beamer bandwagon, Brody. You can call me a douchebag again. I got a brand new car.
Okay, so I'm not going to call the person out, but I want to remind people. What's rule number one of correcting people?
Be correct. Right. Be right.
Truthfully, I think it was Juan. But he knows who he is.
Juan,
He said, Brody, you implied, you said Scary has a Beamer, but he drives a Lexus. Well, no, I'm aware of what kind of car he drives because 3 days prior, he got a new Beamer.
That's right.
Which is why I made the reference to the BMW ovens, and you have a BMW again.
I'm back in the BMW world.
That's right.
And can you imagine how obnoxious this is? I will say this is the biggest douche thing that the car has.
You in it?
It's got like, you know, these three different modes. Like you want economy mode where the car will stop and the engine will cut at a red light. You want comfort mode, which is how I drive it.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Or do you want to drive it with sports and sports plus? Sports and sports plus are two levels of each other. That
accelerate
one is
faster.
Worse. Right.
Yeah, I have sports.
And all
mode.
Of a sudden it goes to RPMs. But there's a menu on the menu. You can check off the box that says on the digital menu on the display on the screen when you're in sport mode. Do you want, what sound do you want? The engine? Do you want the normal, the revved up one, or the ultra revved up one, which I call the obnoxious one? I can click check a box that says that makes the engine go vroom, vroom, vroom. Like, is that a fucking sound effect? But people say no, it actually is the engine opening up or something like that, or it's I can't believe it's an option. But anyway, listen, that's some tiny dick energy. If you were driving around with your vroom, 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 vroom,
yeah,
in comfort mode.
My Dodge Charger makes one of those sounds normally. There's no setting. And truthfully,
I couldn't believe it was an option. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Is this like real? It's like, is this like a camera snap sound effect on your iPhone? Like, is this a sound effect?
I don't know. But the 2023 Dodge Charger will be the last one that runs on gas. The next one, the 2024, will be electric.
It's electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie. Yeah. Okay. So Dodge enthusiasts like myself have immediately were like, if it's going to be electric, where's the sound going to come from?
Right.
They are putting in, because they already showed a test model, they're going to put in the sound of a revving engine. So you know the way Tesla's quiet, electric cars make no noise? Well, one of the reasons people like the Charger and similar muscle cars is they go...
It's like when you're typing on the iPhone, it goes...
Right.
That doesn't need to be there.
They are going
to
put in fake rev sounding, fake engine revving on the electric Dodge Charger, and I'm okay with that.
And you're okay with it?
Yeah, and there's nothing to do with my penis size.
Brody approved.
Do you have the Katie Babs outro for us?
Katie Babs?
Talking about our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
As we go to spots.
They put on one hell of a show. They sound almost better live than they do recorded, in my opinion. I think they are fabulous. But hey, it's Katie Babs.
Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Scary and Brody.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women. And this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
See, we do sound better live when we're in the same room.
Love that.
Katie Babs knows.
Katie Babs, everybody.
I'm going to give you options here. Do you want to hear about the worst ever waiter at the Mexican restaurant or the ridiculous cashier problem at Target? I'll save the other one for next week.
I like the cashier. Okay. No. The waiter. Let's go waiter.
Okay. So I get to On the Border. My daughter really wants to go to On the Border. And my wife sends me an email, free queso with code, I think, let's say queso.
Yeah.
When you go. So my daughter loves the chili con carne, which is, it's chili with meat, right? It's like taco meat, but it's
in the title.
Right. Okay. And so for years we would go there as a family. And instead of getting a cup of cheese, I would ask, even if it wasn't on the menu, a cup of chili con carne to dip the chips in.
Sure.
And they would always charge me for cheese, but give me the meat. They when I would go in, they go, oh yeah, we know what you want. Yep. No problem. Well, we haven't been there in 5 or 6 years, pre-pandemic. They closed the one near me. So we drove 40 minutes to the nearest one that's now open. So I say to the guy, we have a coupon for free queso. So he says, let me see the coupon. He is, well, where'd you get that? I go, the email, we're members of the fan club. He's like, oh, all right. Oh, I'll give you the, okay. So I said, listen, in addition to the queso, I would like a cup of chili con carne. We don't sell chili con carne. No, I know that, but you have it here. And I would like a cup of it if you right. could, because mm-hmm. My daughter likes it. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Sir, now this guy looked like he had like a huge beard. He looked like he walked out of the mountains and he's never been in a, okay. He goes, sir, I've been here 5 years. We've never sold chili con carne here.
Well, can't he just fucking press a couple of buttons?
No, he says we don't have it. He goes, we don't have
chili. But they have chili.
So hold on.
Oh my God.
He says, we don't have chili con carne. Never mind whether it has meat in it or not. He goes, we don't have chili. I said, sir, I know I haven't been here in a while, but okay. All right. That's disappointing. I said, but I assure you, you used to have it. Well, I'm here 5 years. I go, well, I don't know. Maybe they got rid of it.
And it wasn't on the menu?
I go, all right. Well, it was never on the menu. It was always something that was on things, right? But we right. liked it, so I would get a side of it. Right, okay.
Okay.
So the one thing I order all the time at On the Border is rancheladas, which are like three burritos on a plate with steak and rice and beans. It's called the rancheladas thing.
Yeah.
And it's smothered in chili con carne. So he walks away, and he's the kind of waiter that doesn't talk. So he came back with chips, and as he's walking by, he puts them on the table and keeps walking. Then he comes by with our drinks, puts them on the table, keeps walking. Doesn't say, here you go, enjoy, nothing, doesn't talk.
No good.
So I'm ready to order, and I said, I'm going to have the order, my daughter orders. I said, I'm going to have the order rancheladas. I said, you know, I'm seeing here on the menu, it says rancheladas covered in chili con carne. Yeah. I go, well, that's what I asked you for, and you said you don't have it. Oh, that's what you want? It's just chili with meat in it.
Yes. That's what chili con carne is, and that's exactly what you fucking said.
Yeah, I go, that's what I want. She goes, well, how do you want it served? I said, hot? He goes,
you can't even be a wise ass with a guy like this because it's going to go over his head.
So then he looks at me with confused look and he says,
beyond him.
He says, what do you want it served in?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. A soup cup? So we already have the queso on the table. It's in like a white bowl. He says, we don't have any soup cups.
Oh my God.
So I said, can you put it in the same bowl the queso's in? I guess so. That'll work. Like, Tom Seaver. It's like, you work there. You don't right. know you have chili con carne. Then you want to know how I want it. So then you say to me, what should I put it in? A receptacle that holds liquid. What kind of question is what? You work in a restaurant and you're not new. You just told me you worked there for 5 years. So in 5 years, you've never put a product in a cup or a bowl? You know what? Put it in a strainer. Put it in a strainer. How about that? Yeah, do you have a colander for pasta? Can you put it in that so it oozes out all over the place? Do you have paper? Could you put it on a piece of paper? How about that? Do you have a paper menu? The one you color on? Just spoon it out onto the paper.
Your life is a circus, man. Who are these people you come in contact with every
How day? What do I put it in?
Oh,
a salsa bowl. Something.
Wow.
Thank you, On the Border.
The days and nights of David Brody.
On the Border. I love their food.
And you're on the border of having a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
And not because of the chili con queso or the carne, chili con carne.
So yesterday, speaking of Mexican food, I went to a place called Julio's Mexican.
Uh-huh.
Julio's. They came up to the station once and they gave us gift cards. And none of you guys wanted to travel to where they're located. You all gave me your gift cards.
Yeah.
I have a stack of gift cards.
So nice.
I took my cousin to lunch yesterday at Julio's. Food's fantastic. I had a frozen drink.
Yeah.
It's a frozen strawberry margarita and a frozen sangria in stripes. So it's red, yellow, red, yellow, red, yellow. It was fantastic. Fantastic.
Oh, wow. Good.
However, the food came. And instead of I said, can I have that with flour tortillas instead of corn tortillas? I don't like corn tortillas. He goes, absolutely. Yeah, we'll swap those out. Well, when the food came, it was corn. So I wasn't going to get upset. I wasn't paying for the food. I had a gift card. So the waiter comes over and he says, how is everything? I go, well, just so you know, it's corn tortillas. I had asked for flour, but I'll live with it. It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. He says, oh, I'm terribly sorry. I'm going to go talk to the kitchen. I go,
tomato.
He goes, it'll take 2 seconds to remake them. I said, you know what? New year, new Brody. I said, that's fine. Don't even remake them. I'm going to eat them the way they are.
Wow.
It's fine. Comes back 5 minutes later and he says, I took it off your bill.
Ah, okay.
I go, you don't have to do that. He goes,
you caught someone doing something.
He goes, the chef admitted he made a mistake. He's, it's on the house.
Very admirable.
And any dessert you guys want is free.
Wow.
I didn't ask for anything.
That's some next level shit.
Next level shit. So I wanted to give a shout out to Julio's in Bridgewater, New Jersey.
They did the right thing.
Did the right thing.
They did the right thing.
Ask for anything. They had queso. They knew what it was.
Good for you. Good.
So on the border, the waiter on the border, not
some. Nah.
But Julio's in Bridgewater,
but
bravo.
Would you expect anything less from the waiter at on the border? Just saying.
I've had good service at on the border. There may be slices listening who working on the border.
No, I'm not offended because... No, that didn't mean
that
it
was
like
Scary
that.
Jones.
I didn't mean it that way. Okay, I'm just saying, it's like, I feel like that's where you would find really bad service. I feel like you wouldn't get that in some other places.
I worked at Red Robin. We were great.
Just because saying. You had a well-trained staff.
That's I did. Yes. I hired good people.
You did.
But this guy's been there 5 years and he's a no-talker. No-talker guy.
All right. Well, all right. Hey, can we do it together this time? Because we're together.
Oh, that was it. So
we're going to be in sync on this one.
Was it D or Dez? Dez.
Dez wants us to make sure that at the end of the podcast,
right,
that we always scream the word Brooklyn together. And because of delays,
yes,
when we're not together, it usually doesn't happen.
She DM'd me and said, close, but still not good last week.
Well, today's going to be perfect.
This may be the last time for a long time we get it right.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, how did you feel about today? I thought it was much more comfortable. I love being here in person with you.
I feel like those socks aren't clean.
All right. What if I change the socks? Would you come back next week?
No, I don't know about next week because, you know, as I said earlier to Christine from Colorado, I do a lot during the day.
Busy man. Always on Zoom calls.
So I spend 2 hours a day, Scary.
You used to make fun of me. Scary Jones, closing deals.
Yeah, I had some things going on today. I have a bunch of Zoom, but about the Super Bowl thing, they're all Zoom calls. But I'm going to tell you, I spend a hardcore 2 hours every day. That I didn't mention earlier. I should have mentioned every single day, 2 hours sitting there thinking about what I should be doing and I'm not.
That's what is that analysis paralysis we call it?
I put the pro in procrastination.
Yeah, analysis paralysis when you sit there and you have all these things to do and you don't know what to do, so you do nothing, so you're stuck, you're frozen.
I want you to see this
analysis
article.
Paralysis. It's a thing.
Hold on, look at my phone. I have a drop down notification. I want you to read what it says.
I want to see it.
Hold on.
By the way, if you haven't checked out our merch store, go there. Brody's wearing his Brooklyn Boys t-shirt right now.
I am.
Brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
That's Brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
And buy some merch. Support your boys.
Yeah, I got to say, merch sales, it was slow after the holidays. January's been slow. The second half of December. Let's pick that up. Brody needs to feed his family at the moment.
What are you looking for? You scrolling again, Mike Francesa?
No, so I got an article, a drop-down article that said, find out what type of procrastinator you are. I got that notification 2 weeks ago. I haven't read the article yet.
Hi-oh!
Okay, here we go.
Nobody.
I'm nervous.
The boys from...
Here we go.
Brooklyn! The boys...
Nailed it.
From Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The boys! Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.